Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio Sports Zone, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. This goes on and on. The most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. And what a weekend of pro wrestling and mixed martial arts we had this past weekend today. In fact, in 2 hours, it is the WWE TLC 2015 pay-per-view, Roman Reigns versus Sheamus in a TLC match for the WWE World Heavyweight Championship is the main event. We are going to be doing our pre-show here for the next 2 hours, talking all of the matches on that show. We'll talk potential storylines, everything coming up here in the next 2 hours, the official WWE pre-show. We'll be kicking off on the WWE Network in about an hour. Besides that, there's obviously a whole bunch of news. Everything from Lucha Underground to Ring of Honor, TNA, the final battle show for Ring of Honor is coming up this Friday. And in fact, all next week on this program, it will be Ring of Honor week on the show. All Ring of Honor guests on the program next week. I was going to read off who's going to be here, but I'm going to keep it a surprise. But all next week, the biggest stars in Ring of Honor will be guests on the show. It's going to be a lot of fun. But today, we'll be talking about the TLC show. We'll talk about last night's Conor McGregor versus Jose Aldo Jr. UFC show. One of the most shocking finishes in history, as Jose Aldo Jr., who had not been beaten in a decade, was not only beaten by Conor McGregor, he was beaten in 13 seconds. I'm going to talk about that and so much more here on the show today. Mike Sempervivi joining us after the break. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit tocowarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24-7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
You're listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Here back here on Wrestling Observer Live, Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. A lot of stuff to talk about here today, and we have 2 hours and plenty of time. So phone lines will be open. If you want to give us a call, the studio line is 425-488-0525. That is 425-488-0525. Toll free, 844-411-5411. That is 844-411-5411. Text messages to 425-780-7566. We'll be talking about all sorts of news notes here today. Phone calls, emails, a lot of text messages. Going to be a good time. TLC obviously is tonight. Big story last night was Conor McGregor taking all of 13 seconds to knock out Jose Aldo Jr. in his 10-year undefeated streak. It was crazy. Mike, what did you think of last night's UFC?
What can you say? I'm shocked. Just like everybody else, just absolutely shocking that Conor McGregor was able. Not that he was able to win, although there were a lot of us who took Jose Aldo. We talked about it, but maybe sometimes we should listen to the fighters, because that tide certainly turned all into Conor McGregor's favor as the fight got close. And it was obvious when you saw it, a counter left hand right off the bat by Conor. And he kept talking about his timing. I just looked at his reach, his size, and his the precision of the punch was great as well, too. But hitting Jose Aldo perfectly as Aldo hit him, as Aldo's punches lands, he's already out cold, hits the ground. Conor hits him two more times, just, I think, woke him up and then knocked him out again with those punches. And just like that, it was over. And it's a special thing when there's always hype going into fights. And I'm sure somebody's probably bagging on this, sitting there from the outside going, you know, $50 for a 13-second fight, not realizing Mike Tyson got incredibly famous off of that. But
forget Tyson, Ronda Rousey.
Anybody. You know, the people like dominance. They may bitch and moan about it, but sorry, the dominant forces are something to behold. And Conor McGregor has become a dominant force, not only because of the performance, but because he talked so much. And it's incredibly hard to live up to what he talked himself up as and what the UFC has promoted him as. And not only did he live up to it, with a performance like that, he actually went past it. And he's not Muhammad Ali. I hate that comparison. It's a ridiculous comparison. But as far as top-tier athletes, the ones that really are become legendary are the ones like the Alis and the Jordans, who are so great and then go out and somehow when we see them, they get greater. And in big positions, they do even bigger things. And Conor's going to have to continue to do this and have things like this as it goes along, because, you know, it can be a fleeting thing, this type of success. But if he can keep it up, this was just an incredible place to start, incredible performance.
Far be it from me to correct you, but in fact, on Friday, all of the fighters were picking Aldo. Aside from Filthy Tom Lawler,
Oh, I thought you said on the show that they were actually picking.
No. Everyone except one picked Aldo. And interestingly enough, the odds makers were all picking Conor McGregor. But then after the weigh-ins, when Conor came in, and I thought he looked pretty healthy. People mocked me. They said he looked gaunt.
Everything was sucked out of him.
The odds switched. When people saw Conor at the weigh-ins, they thought, oh my God, this must have been a horrific weight cut for this guy. And money started coming in on Jose Aldo Jr. So really, by Saturday, most people were picking Aldo. And then McGregor went in there and slaughtered the dude. Slaughtered him. And
that's true, but you know what the wacky part is, and I don't know how often this has happened. I mean, I'm sure it has, but there were, you know, you would see Aldo at minus 130, but then you would see, like, Conor McGregor at, like, minus 105, and it's like, depending on what site you looked at, that's who the favorite was, and it was just, it shows you how all over the place and how even that this thing was.
Let's go to the phones. We'll see what's
at least appeared.
Yes, people's minds. You're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hi, Sammy from New Jersey.
Yes, Sammy.
Just a couple things. I find it funny that the alleged fights on the airplane that got turned around were probably longer than last night's fights.
Guaranteed.
And I would normally imagine people spending all this time and money to fly from Ireland to Vegas to see a 13-second fight would be disappointed. But I would imagine that they weren't probably singing for like 4 hours last night or through the street.
You know,
but that's what they came for. But that's, it's like when Ricky Hatton, nobody would have complained from the from Britain if Ricky Hatton would have came over and knocked out Pacquiao or Mayweather in the first round. I mean, that's what they were coming to see. They were coming to this event and the crowning of Conor. So, you know, I don't think
that's what I was thinking, that they would be happy, even though, like, some people would be like, it was a 13-second fight, but the Irish fans would just love every second of it, literally.
I don't think that, I want to thank you very much for the call. There are, every now and then I do see that comment like, oh, these fight fans must feel so angry that their fight was over in 13 seconds.
They're glad I didn't pay for that.
Yeah, but I don't think that anyone, how can I say this politely in case anyone listening has said something like that? I don't think anyone with a brain would ever say something like that. And if you disagree with me, I will send this out on Twitter right now. I'm asking for help. I want somebody out there to find me an example of a fighter who regularly, and really the closest I can come up with is GSP, a guy who regularly went the distance, and his fans saw this as a selling point. Like, I'm going to make sure that I pay $65 for this show because I know he's going to put in 25 minutes in the octagon. I've never in my whole life heard anyone say that ever, that thank God he put in 25 minutes because I paid $65. I've never, ever, ever heard anyone say that. I mentioned GSP because GSP did do a lot of five-round fights and he was a draw, but I never heard someone say, man, I always buy GSP shows because I know he's going to be in the octagon and get a decision. I've never, ever heard anyone say that. But I know plenty of people. I mean, people knew that Tyson was going to kill his opponent in seconds. People knew that Ronda Rousey was going to finish her fight in the first round. People know this, and they bought in enormous numbers. I can't think of one example of a fighter in history where his drawing power was based on the fact that he spent a lot of time in the ringer cage. And if anyone can find one, I'd love to hear it.
I guess you can say that about Mayweather.
Yeah.
Because of you go the technical masterpiece thing and that, but it, yeah, I mean, look at the,
but I never heard fans say that. I heard boxing writers talk about his great technique, but fans were always like, what a boring fight I just paid $65 for.
Well, I guess it depends on where you come down on Mayweather. I mean, there's a lot of people that are, you know, support him, but it doesn't really matter.
Well, obviously they
matter.
support him.
In most cases.
But I would have killed to have him just go in and kill someone in three rounds. That have 12 rounds of boredom.
Well, that's, again, and even if they're technically proficient, I mean, the Roy Jones and Floyd Mayweathers of the world, no, when the history, when it comes to pay-per-view, you know, as great as it may be numbers-wise for a Mayweather in this era, people are not going to look back with the same sort of love that they do with the Mike Tysons and situations where dudes were, you know, they were great fights. Maybe they went long, but they were, you know, knockouts or they were explosive moments in it, you know, not just fencing with fists, as I believe that the Big Vinny V said about Mayweather and De La Hoya. I think he described it like that. So, yeah, I don't know why people complain about that at this point and actually, you know, come out and say things like, well, I can't believe anybody would pay for that. People have been paying for it for years. People have been bitching about it for years, but they still continue to pay. And like you said, in this scenario, it doesn't matter. He's a star, and he was a star on the rise, and stars on the rise, you know, put big exclamation points next to their name, and he certainly did that last night.
Back in a moment, phone calls, emails, text messages, and more. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-221-0010 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-221-0010. That's 888-221-0010.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242, 800-614-1242, 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on the show, Wrestling Observer Live, Brian Alvarez here, Mike Sempervivi, studio line 425-488-0525, toll free 844-411-5411, text messages 425-780-7566. All of these numbers on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com. I got some text messages here about this timing of fights. This person says, when Tyson was having first-round fights, everybody complained and thought they were being cheated. I don't hear that with UFC. Mike, I bought Tyson pay-per-views. I mean, people didn't feel cheated in large numbers. You can say that you feel cheated,
but if I go
to Taco Time and I try to buy a burrito and they charge me $20, I got cheated. And let me tell you something, I'm never going back. So how cheated did people feel if they kept buying in record numbers every time a fight ended quickly? Every Ronda Rousey fight was over in a round or less, sometimes in 14 seconds, and every pay-per-view was bigger than the last. People can say they felt cheated, but they didn't feel cheated because they kept buying shows in ever-increasing numbers.
Yes, and that's the bottom line right there. You can say it, but then you're going to go to that person's house. I mean, the biggest events on pay-per-view have been events where lots of people usually come over and are watching as well. It's a gathering. It's the place to be. I mean, look, for God's sakes, we talked about this with Mayweather and Pacquiao. Everybody that had any idea going into that fight knew it was going to suck, knew it was probably going to end up the exact same way that it did, and that's how it went. And how many people saw that? You know, what was the total count on that fight? I can't even remember. I have to look it back up again. But it was ridiculous, you know, an all-time record. Because people wanted to see the event. And maybe they wanted to see it to bitch about it. Who knows? But they wanted to see it. And they went back to Mayweather again, even though they complained about it. Because he's a superstar. The same way they went back with Mike Tyson or anybody else for the most part, for that matter. It's why this continues to be a thing and continues to shock anybody. I have no idea, but it's the way it will always be. And Conor McGregor is just another in a long line as it stands right now. And he's on the cusp of superstardom.
I got another one. This person says, I can understand why the fight would be good if you were a fan of Conor and paid for it. But if you're a casual fan looking for a good fight, it was really disappointing and a waste of money. Again, that is not true. And I'm going to tell you why. When Mike Tyson did 2.1 million, million buys. When Ronda Rousey and Holly Holm did a million buys. When any show does a million buys, it's not hardcore boxing fans. That 2.1 million buys or the whatever, is it 4 million was the record for the De La Hoya or the De La Hoya Mayweather fight? Was it 4 million? What was the record?
When they broke it, it was 2.5.
2.5. All right. Where did I get 4 million? Point of this is, 2.5 million, those weren't boxing fans that did 2.5 million. Ronda Rousey, when she does a million, and Conor, if he does a million, those aren't hardcore UFC fans. Those are casual fans that brings it up to that number. Your hardcore UFC fan base, there's probably, 125,000 people that are going to buy every last single solitary show. If Joseph Benavidez is headlining, you're still going to get 125,000 people buying. Those are the super hardcores. They probably have 225,000 hardcore fans, where they're hardcore enough that they're going to buy every single show. Above that, now you're getting into casual UFC fans, people who probably can't even name the champion in every single weight division. When you get up to a million buys, you're talking people who the only fighter they may know is Ronda Rousey. The only fighter they may know is Conor McGregor. They're all casual fans. And when Ronda wins in 14 seconds, McGregor won in 13 seconds, are you telling me that the next show is not going to break a million buys for Conor McGregor? Of course it is. And those are casual fans, the same ones that supposedly feel cheated when the fight ends quickly. They're not feeling cheated. They may say they feel cheated, but they're going to watch the next show. They always do.
Yes, and again, like I'd mentioned about with Pacquiao and Mayweather, everybody that knew anything about boxing knew what that thing was going to be going in, but the people on the outside didn't. All they knew was, this is the fight we've been waiting for years. That's all they didn't know. Probably Pacquiao faced Timothy Bradley, that he got knocked out by Marquez, you know. I doubt they do. They probably know Mayweather a little bit more, but what do they really know about Mayweather other than that he's a star? So those are the people that made up that, was it 4 million people or whatever it was when they broke the record, you know, this year. And people said, I will never do this again. This is horrible. It's amazing. You can look back in a Time magazine from the 50s, and they talk about the demise and of heavyweight boxing and how, you know, it's going to kill the sport. There's always something that's going to kill the sport, and pay-per-view has been one of those things, too. If fights like this are going to kill the sport, when, in fact, you know, it actually makes it stronger. Now, Conor McGregor beating a bum off the street the same way that Mike Tyson would face guys like Franz Botha or face, you know, guys like whoever when he was starting to his demise, that's different. Then that is kind of, you know, fleecing the public. And it really is on the people to do their due diligence and see if that show is worth buying. But you had a show here with Conor McGregor that even if you didn't like Conor and Aldo, my God, you had Rockhold and Weidman underneath that. When that, you know, Dave said it last night and it was true. When that fight ended, it felt like the pay-per-view was ending because that's the type of fight you see to close most pay-per-views. And you still had another one to go. You had Tisha Torres and Uriah Faber fighting on the undercard on FS1. That's how good of a show this was. So I don't, you know, it depends on how you have to take everything individually. And the bitching and moaning and complaining that it comes with pay-per-view buying is, you know, at this point, it's just ridiculous. People are going to buy what they're going to buy. If you don't do it and sit from the outside and wag your finger, fine. But it's got nothing to do with people that are going to stop buying the shows or it's going to be bad for the UFC's business. It's not.
Casey's got it right here. She says, I get being disappointed at not seeing a war or an epic fight, but not a waste of money. And it was still exciting and shocking. That's absolutely correct. Paul here says, did people buy Rousey fights to see her win or hoping to see her lose? And the answer is both.
Both.
And the key to this Ronda Rousey thing is if you go online, especially if you went online the day after she lost, the amount of hatred online for Ronda Rousey is quite frankly astonishing. However, when they do polls and they poll casual sports fans about Ronda Rousey, Ronda Rousey is, I don't want to say beloved, but there's a lot of casual fans and a lot of women who don't go online and cry about all of this that really, really like Ronda Rousey. There were a lot of people that bought Ronda Rousey fights because they loved seeing her, a strong, powerful woman, go in there and beat ass. That's why they bought the shows. But yes, there were also fans that bought the shows to see her get beaten, which really was maybe one of her biggest strengths, that she was capable of drawing both of those audiences, the ones that loved her and wanted to see her triumph and the ones that hated her and wanted to see her beaten.
The superstars do. People wanted to see Floyd Mayweather get, but there's two things to that. It's like, with a Rousey or a Julio Cesar Chavez, who came up under Mike Tyson and was the first guy, you know, lighter weight guy to really break through after Mike Tyson went to jail, it was because, you know, at some point you're going to see history and he's going to lose. That was another reason why you watch Tyson and Rousey and anybody, Floyd Mayweather, anybody who's undefeated like that, because you may see history and you want to be there and say, I saw it when they see their first loss. And or you want to see these people either knock somebody out while they run their mouth or get punched in the face so they finally shut up. And Conor McGregor, you know, certainly is going to fit into the, you know, the latter category more than anything. And we'll see what happens. I don't know if the reaction that Dana White had coming out of last night that everybody's talking about, maybe he wants to see Conor get punched in the face. I don't know.
Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. Toll-free line. What's up?
Hey, it's Joe from New Jersey.
Yes, Joe.
Hey, just was going to ask, what do you feel about, like, if CM Punk was in WWE right now, how do you feel he would fit in the landscape? And I was going to bring up something else with the cover fighters or, you know, athletes that covered any video games, how there's always been or closely resembling a curse for those. What would you say, some input on that? Do you believe in that, or
what do you mean a curse if they're on the cover of a video game?
So, like Madden, a lot of the stars that would be a cover, you know, be on the cover of that video game would either get injured or kind of fall.
The Madden curse?
Below the radar. Yeah. And then, like, even Mike Tyson, when he was on the video game Punch-Out, that a few months later he lost.
Well, as a man who does After Dark Radio, I will tell you that I don't believe in curses. So, no, I don't believe there is
do you believe in jinxes?
No.
Okay.
In fact,
Sports Illustrated cover jinx.
I purposely say that a meteor may come through my roof during this show because that guarantees it's not going to happen. I do the reverse jinx.
Ah.
Listen,
look
the thing
you.
With curses is this, everybody, and predictions. If I made 25 predictions, I would disregard all of them that didn't come true, and I would only talk about the ones that did. That's what psychics do. If you read all of the famous psychics from back in the day, if you actually go through all their predictions, they're wrong 99% of the time. You get one hit, and you can make a career out of it. And usually the one hit is a complete coincidence that you got very, very lucky about. Think about this. I'm sure a lot of people have had dreams that they were in a car accident or in a plane crash. And they wake up and this didn't happen, and so they forget all about it. But the day that you happen to have that dream and you get in a car wreck, all of a sudden you think, my God, I'm psychic. Zipper Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All righty, let's go to the non-toll-free line. Studio line, you're on the air. What's up?
This is Ryan from Cumberland, Maryland.
Oh, yes. Ryan.
Got some thoughts on what you just said about the pay-per-view. Most casual fans are to get a sports bar and pay $5 coverage charges to the pain, about $70 to $80 for one thing. There were about 300 people, I think, at the sports bar last night watching the fight.
Wow.
Cumberland.
Crazy.
Well, that's how you know there's big superstardom.
I didn't know there were 300 people in Cumberland.
There's about 20,000.
No, there's... Come on, Ryan.
And 15,000 teeth.
20,000 people in Cumberland?
Right.
Wow.
It shows that you are a superstar because bars and restaurants, how that works, because a lot of people don't realize that they have to pay for every seat in the house, and it can become a very expensive proposition. That's why for years, I mean, like a strip club in places like that were some of the only places that you could see a lot of like UFC pay-per-views and things like that because it was just too costly.
Wait. What? There's strip clubs that are UFCs?
Yeah. In fact, I think most of them do. I mean, honest to God, I mean, most places in big cities, like, you know, I'm just speaking from like Baltimore and Washington and New York and places like that, there was a time where if you wanted to see like a Mike Tyson, not a Mike Tyson fight, but kind of after that, a big fight, like a Lennox Lewis fight, that would be something that they would use in advertising and stuff like that because it can be very expensive to cover the cost, and nobody's going to – you can't fill a Buffalo Wild Wings with some of the bad fights that, you know, we've had on pay-per-view over the years, especially in boxing, or when UFC wasn't a big thing. It wasn't something that was going to be shown. Now, obviously, because of the superstardom of Ronda Rousey and people like that, it's a lot easier to roll the dice, so it's a lot easier to do monthly, but most certainly everybody is going to go out there for a Ronda Rousey or Conor McGregor or the really big fights because you know you can actually fill the house.
Ryan, have you ever attended a UFC airing at a strip club?
No, I think I'd be too distracted to watch the UFC if I was at a venue like that. But
he's right.
The question is, does Dana White have to pay an extra fee if the fight goes after 1 a.m.? That's twice in a row that the fight.
No. They've got a. What Ryan is asking everybody is that normally for WWE, for example, they've got a 3-hour window. And this has happened in WCW, in fact, where they went past the 3-hour window and the pay per view shut off. A UFC has a 6-hour block minimum. And so, in fact, it's longer than that because the pay per view comes on here at 6 Pacific and doesn't go off the air until 1. So they end up having – they can go past 10 o'clock, essentially, is what I'm trying – they can go past 1 Eastern and not have to pay extra.
And the other thing I noticed about what you're saying is Mike Tyson really had the claw on a lot of those fights. He won by decision and a lot of his championship fights, and you're acting like he was like a Ronda Rousey and won in seconds, which wasn't true.
Well, he did win a lot of them in seconds. I didn't say every last single one of them, Ryan. When did Ryan become such a literalist?
Yeah, apparently there. But, I mean, still, most people are going to remember the Michael Spinks fights. They're going to remember the Carl the Truth Williams, the explosive ones like that. And, yeah, some of them, you know, Razor Ruddock, they did go into the, you know, later rounds, you know, 6th round, 8th round, things like that. But still, no matter what, people still complained and said they weren't getting their money's worth or bitched about the opponent or this or that. And then they kept going back to watch over and over again.
This fellow here says, does last night prove how wrong Hunter and Vince are with the importance of size and cosmetics as a draw? Well, first off, in terms of cosmetics, I mean, don't tell me Conor McGregor doesn't have cosmetics. He's not a male model, but he dresses the part.
The tattoo job, too. I mean, he's a very complete character.
Now, yes, and it's not even last night, but I would, at least going back to 1985 with Rowdy Roddy Piper, I mean, it's pretty clear to anybody with a brain that if you're talented and you can convince people that you can beat ass, you can be a draw, regardless of your size, shape, or what you look like. But they still, to this day, cannot get beyond that. Which does, in fact, everyone, bring us to some discussion of the TLC pay-per-view that is coming up tonight. This is the final WWE pay-per-view show of the year. And the main event is, in fact, Roman Reigns versus Sheamus in a TLC match for the championship. And obviously there's a lot of different ways they could go. They could take the belt off of Sheamus, which quite frankly is what I would have done a month ago.
13 seconds.
It's Survivor
Series.
12
seconds.
I don't think you can get a 12-second finish at a TLC match. No one can climb that fast. But yes, I would.
If anybody could, the big dog can.
The big dog can't climb that fast, buddy. You ever try to see a dog climb a ladder?
Maybe he'll Superman punch himself up and just grab it off of there. Lucha Underground dramatic style.
Now, this does not mean anything right now because it is not yet time for the smart money to come in. But the not smart money has Sheamus at minus 750. He is the heavy, heavy favorite going into this TLC match. And anything can happen. As we're all well aware, plans can change. But I was told that Vince is sticking to his guns. And whatever plan he had for TLC, he is not changing. And best I can tell, the plan was for Sheamus to retain the title somehow, which is going to be some major screw job work on the big dog. But I do think that Sheamus is walking out with the championship tonight.
Yeah, he probably is. And talked about it ad nauseum over the last few weeks. We'll see what happens tonight. Thought how they went about all of this with Roman Reigns when they had a chance to rebuild him. And I know people are still reacting to him now. This is still probably the best position as far as fan support that he's had in a long time. But I thought they could have taken advantage of it better. I think he should be facing Sheamus right now in basically a rematch of the match where he would have beaten him in seconds after Sheamus cashed in the Money in the Bank at Survivor Series. Unfortunately, that's not the case, and instead it's, you know, Roman going still chasing, and he's going to come up short again. And I asked the question again at some point, why do I want to see this loser, you know, win the title? And I know that's harsh, and frankly, everybody they have for the most part on their roster is kind of sort of, I hate to say a loser, but it's what they are when there's so much 50-50 and nonsense going on, and this is certainly nonsense with Roman Reigns. We'll see, but it's because everything is looking like it's going to be his crowning at the Royal Rumble, so it leads into WrestleMania. It's just pretty obvious that Sheamus is probably going to win this thing.
Studio line, you're on the air. What's up?
This is Jim from Virginia.
Yes, Jim.
Oh, we had a good show at the Shine 31 Friday night.
Oh, yeah?
They got a new champion. Santana Garrett is no longer the champion.
I heard.
TaylorMade is the champion. They had a four-way match between TaylorMade, Allison Kay, Amber Gallows, and Jessica Havoc for the number one contender spot, and she won it in the pre-show. And it was a very controversial ending to the match between Santana Garrett and TaylorMade, as Santana Garrett had the pin, but SoCal Val came in and pulled the referee out of the ring.
Man.
And then you see that TaylorMade finds a pair of brass knucks and cold cocks Santana Garrett, and she's the new champion.
She cold cocked that beautiful face with brass knuckles.
That's kind of old school booking, ain't it?
It shouldn't be allowed, Jim. I'm not just talking for the women. Anybody.
Brass knucks.
Concussion possibilities and facial damage. It's just not right.
Oh, well, it's been in wrestling for years and years and years.
Well, you're right about that.
One other thing.
Yes.
God bless her. Leilani Kai wrestled on that card.
Not
I
good.
I saw she was wrestling. Yeah, that's right.
55 years young and still wrestling. God bless her.
And was she any good?
No, she went. She lost.
That wasn't exactly my question, Jim. Was she any good in the ring?
I don't know. She's still pretty good, you know, what I've seen of her, but have to get Ed, probably knows more about it than I do.
Apparently, she faced Leah Von Dutch last night.
Wow.
And she tapped out, I think.
Oh, man. Well, you know what? You start to get a little older, and it gets tougher to hang with these youngsters. You know what I'm talking about, Jim.
I know what you mean. I know what you mean. I know.
Oh, yeah.
One other thing about the TLC show tonight, any updates on the women's matches or anything?
Oh, funny you should ask, Jim. We do have an update here.
Okay.
They have announced the pre-show match is going to be Sasha Banks versus Becky Lynch.
Well, that's good.
And I know this is kind of a spoiler, and people don't like spoilers, but while I don't know who's going to win, they're only going to get about 7 minutes. So this is not going to be a legendary, epic matchup here. And the notable thing about it is that Sasha Banks is from Boston, the site of tonight's show, and they're not even putting her on the actual pay-per-view. They're putting her in the dark match.
At Boston with an Irish girl who she'll be facing.
That's right. Can you imagine?
Maybe that's why they actually put them on the pre-show, though. And let's be honest, even if it goes seven or whatever it goes, it's likely still going to be better than the match that actually takes place on the pay-per-view.
It's just amazing to me.
Exactly. All right, y'all have a good evening there.
Y'all have a good time there, Jim. Thanks for calling in.
Oh, by the way, also on the show last night, apparently with some interaction in that Leilani Kai match, Malia Hosaka. Still going.
Have I ever told you how I petitioned for a match with Malia Hosaka when she was working up here?
You need to tell this story one day, yes.
It's not much of a story. It was just we both worked for the same promotion. And I was like, I want to have a match with her. I mean, it would be fun. Never got it. Now it's too late. Oh, well. So
it's
also here
on
the
show. She could get yourself into shape.
That I ain't wrestling. Come on.
What if she wants to roll with you?
I'm 40 now. I'd roll. I'm not doing a match. What else do we have? Kevin Owens and Dean Ambrose for the Intercontinental title. For whatever it's worth, which is not much, Kevin Owens is the favorite in the odds currently. Which doesn't make a lot of sense to me because I don't know why Dean Ambrose can't win the title and you do something with the guy unless, as has been speculated, it's going to be Kevin Owens and Brock Lesnar at WrestleMania, in which case Kevin Owens should, in fact, beat this guy clean in the middle and start a rampage.
Yeah, and who knows? There's a lot you could do with Dean Ambrose after this, too. It's probably going to be, hopefully, it's a good match with a good ending. You know it's going to be a good match no matter what because they're going to have the time to do it, and it's just, look who it is. So you know it's going to be good. It's the ending, and hopefully that it's not too deflating when it comes time.
Apparently, this person is here at the TLC show, and they wrote that the crowd just did a 4-minute John Cena chant. And granted, John Cena, Boston native, but still, they finally found a way to make people begging. People are begging for this man to come back with Sheamus on top, everybody gone. I don't think he's going to be there tonight.
I still save him for the Rumble.
But you know what? You know what? He could be. But I don't think he's going to be. So I don't want to see it reported that I said he was going to be back. I'm just thinking. I'm just thinking, Mike.
I know.
That's my job. We're going to go to a break. We've got another full hour here, everybody, to talk more about TLC, take your phone calls, and more. Stick around. Back in a moment. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, We at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back here on the show, everybody, we've got a couple of moments here before we head to the top of the hour break, so let's read some of these tweets here. Guys, concerning TLC, any chance of a surprise or return happening, or are we gearing up for a boring show? I haven't heard anything, but obviously if it was a big surprise, what they've done in the past is they've hid guys. So I suppose it is possible that we have a surprise tonight, but I have not heard anything in that direction. This guy says, I don't think Aldo deserves an immediate rematch. A guy losing in 13 seconds shouldn't get one right away. Who would you have McGregor fight next? I think it's Edgar or the lightweight champ. That is, in fact, the answer. It will be either Edgar or it will be the winner of the upcoming Cerrone Dos Anjos fight, which is coming up this next weekend. We'll find out soon.
Some of the things he said is really not going to help his cause either. But, you know, if he gets a shot, I understand it. I mean, he was a champion for a long time of high standing who was very dominant, and I could accept that. But Edgar's a lot more fun of a fight. And really, Donald Cerrone, I mean, this is something else may want to touch on after the break, too. We talked about that kid from 1FC who passed away this week due to weight cutting. We talked about what Conor McGregor looked like. Both Conor McGregor and Jose Aldo, there's rumors about them going up into weight because it's tough to make 145. And I know that Conor talked a lot last night about wanting to defend both titles. But think about this. If he walked in there to over 170 pounds, think about that for a 145-pound fight.
All right, we got to head to a break. Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline, USA Radio Network.